Blog Talk Radio.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party, trying to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know who place to call. My uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Ah, help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. From this on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. Her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw her, she was waving me goodbye. But with her home drops on her, she saw that trickle from her eye. But Marie's only 6 years old, information please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Little pro-life news, you won't believe what a twin who survived abortion says in a letter to the abortion doctor that tried to kill him. Embattled, the DCF chairman resigns after controversy over Justina Pelletier's parents losing custody. That one got out of the paper real quick. Always look for the news that the communists cover up. Doctor advised abortion, but my little miracle is a symbol of hope for others. After Google bans pregnancy center ads, Naral now lobbying Yahoo and Bing. That's really sad. I worry about these big servers who are going to be taken over by the party of death. They've failed to crush a talk radio. They are losing ratings in TV. People don't trust Hollywood. And now the only avenue where you can get decent information is the Internet. And it looks like they're going to tie everybody up in the Internet. So it's always left-leaning. So keep your eye out for the search engines that seem to hurt us. And if there's somebody out there that wants a fair and impartial search agent, go public, baby. Man beats his infant son. Oh, I don't want to hear that one, man. Are pro-lifers compromising when they support bills stopping some abortions? Now, we gave you your taste of abortion. Just remember, that's a little kid in there. And the role of animals is to protect the young. I saw my Malamute go into my backyard when she was pregnant and dig a cave and put all, and had her cubs in that cave. And just enough for her to fit her body in and a little pocket for the cubs to be in the same location. Just a pocket, just enough that they could breathe and be warm. And when she gave birth to her cubs, one was stillborn, and she ate it. And the reason she ate it is because she didn't want the scent luring wolves from far away. And that's a natural instinct. That's what a mother's natural instinct is. It's not to kill the kid, it's to protect the kid. And the American creed is the strong must always protect the weak. Just remember that. And life begins at conception. The soul is already there where the catcher's mitt. Okay, we'll give you a little music. Let's see, we'll do a nice old rock and roll song called Come Back, My Love.
Come back, my love.
Do, do, do.
Don't go away.
Do, do, do.
Come back, my love.
Do, do, do.
Come back to stay.
Do, do, do.
I love you so well. I want you to know.
Do the
wang, do the do, do the wop,
do the wang, do the wop.
I want you to come back, my love.
Headline I got here from the Tea Party Command Center, Blogger Spot. DHS covers up another Mexican military incursion into the U.S. Another Mexican military incursion into the United States occurred near San Diego this month, and the Obama administration is trying to cover it up. They cover up everything. That's all they do all day. They're so busy. They must be tired at the end of the day with all the cover-ups. Though officials at one Homeland Security agency have come forward with the startling details. The infiltration took place a few weeks ago at a cross-border drug tunnel. I don't believe it's a drug tunnel. I believe the Democrats are smuggling in voters. Recently discovered by federal authorities, the U.S. Border Patrol was charged with guarding the tunnel which runs under the U.S.-Mexico border and leads to a warehouse in Otay Mesa. A group of at least five armed Mexican military soldiers came through the tunnel on April the 1st and attempted to enter California through the warehouse, according to an account posted on the Border Patrol's local union website. Then there's a poll. You think the Democrats have worn out the race card? Yes, they have. The Mexican soldiers are clearly seen on the tunnel camera carrying military assault rifles, according to Border Patrol union official Gabe Pacheco, who was also cited in the San Diego area news story of the incident. The chief of the San Diego Border Patrol sector, Paul Beeson, also confirms in a local news report that the armed men in the tunnel are in fact members of Mexico's armed forces. known as Sedina, Secretaria de la Defensa Nacional. The local media outlet seemed to press Beeson to acknowledge that an incursion took place, but he downplayed the event. We are confident that they were Mexican government officials who had reason to be in the tunnel, Beeson says. They just came over to vote for Obama and they're going back. He acknowledged, however, that it's unfortunate that they didn't tell us when they were going to be there. The Border Patrol sector chief proceeded to admit that the violation triggered a heightened law enforcement response, and appropriately so. The official version from the blanket agency charged with protecting the border, the Department of Homeland Security, is that the incursion never happened. In fact, the special agent with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Joe Garcia, contradicts the Border Patrol report in the news story. And not only that, but the Border Patrol that leaked this information are now being audited by the IRS. I'm kidding. It's illegal, and they would be arrested, the ICE official said, apparently referring to the Mexican military soldiers. But they don't tell you what happened. And first comment is, we might as well declare war on Mexico. Shots fired, just a thought. Bullcrap. You all would not arrest them. Do you think we would buy every lie you throw out there? What the thunk? The United States of America would be invaded by Mexico. Anybody else mad yet? Lock and load. Something is going down. Chinese on the west, Mexico on the south, and the Muslims in the White House and around the country on U.S. soil. Never would I believe this would happen in my younger days while in the uniform of my country. Old Sarge, NAMVET. NAMVETs really got screwed, man. They got hit. They got a double whammy. And they weren't treated right, even by other military units when they came home. The veterans of foreign wars were not too kind because everybody had been super brainwashed. And that's what happens. You know, when somebody talks up hatred of a person, it's not there to defend himself. And when the guy comes, he can't believe the dirty looks he's getting. Article 1, Section 10, Paragraph 3, no state shall, without the consent of Congress, lay any duty of tonnage, keep troops or ships of war in time of peace, enter into any agreement or compact with another state or with a foreign power, or engage in war unless actually invaded, or in such imminent danger as will not admit of delay. Where is the governor on protecting the state and its sovereignty? This is also happening in Arizona, and if the federal government will not do anything to protect our border, it is clearly up to the state, especially when armed agents of another sovereign enter our nation. So that's what a few Americans state in their opinion. So we went to that, and now we'll go to a tune. Has anybody paid a tribute to Dirty Harry Reid? Hey, Harry! When you see Harry Reid, moo him. Okay, that was Harry Reid. Yeah, the cattle rustler. I wonder if what his brand is. Is it the DNC brand? Unbelievable.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around. By light, lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the spot, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her ear. I love you,
gypsy woman. I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman. A gypsy woman.
We did it. How's that? Did you like that tune? Okay, let's go back to some news. Let's see what's happening. Did Kerry play the race card on Israel? Everything is race today. Did you ever realize that, huh? 600,000 guys died for nothing so somebody could play the race card. Yeah. The war was over in 1865. And I'm just thinking about the comments that that basketball chief made. One of them was that black smell. Do you know that Arabs think that will tell you that Indians and Pakistanis smell? Did you know that? And they blame it on what they eat, and some of them blame it on the oils they put on in their hair. So how's that, you know? Apartheid is a nasty word. This is about John Kerry. For a State Department chief to play world community organizer has offended the only ally we have in the Middle East. Ted Cruz is right, and the only stand-up guy to take on communist health care and a North Vietnamese Secretary of State. Wait till you hear the Kerry-Obama excuse when Iran tests its first nuke as they give out candy to the children. Yes. Let's see what else is going on. Check out Rangel. Now, Charlie Rangel voted to burn the flag, and the Democrats use him as the a Korean War veteran. And he voted to burn the flag that drapes the coffins of his buddies. Tea Party does not believe the Union won the Civil War. He's a racist. Racists come in all colors, and Charlie Rangel is a racist. And so is Louis Farrakhan. And there's a guy in New York who made the comment he'd love to slap a white guy. Yeah. Man, I don't know why we're still a country.
I wonder why I love it like I do.
I wonder why I love it like I do.
Oh, but I crave your love. Yes, and I wonder why. heaven above you now. I wonder why I love you like I do so much. Oh, but I pray for your love. Yes, and I wonder why.
I wonder why.
I wonder why I love you. I wonder why I do. I wonder why I need you. I love you. I need you. Oh, oh, oh. Still I wonder why I love you like I do so much.
Okay, here's a little head news from the Tea Party Command Center. Teachers union boss Randy Weingarten, my salary is only $360K. Oh, what do? You come out of the pay office with little K's in your hand? Yeah. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten, yes, who was paid $543,000 last year, defended her compensation by claiming her pay is $360,000 and other reported expenses simply prove the union's transparency. What does that mean? What does that mean? Justice means that hardworking people must have access to a living wage. Weingarten, $556,000 in 2012, $543,000 in 2013. When her 2013 pay was pointed out on Twitter, Weingarten made an awkward attempt to defend the gold-plated compensation she takes from AFT members and forced fair share fee payers in districts represented by the AFT. Yes, I want to hear what this 99 comments. Again, we are shocked. In the old Soviet Union, the party hacks got special treatment and goods, while the common people got crap. It's the same with all true liberal, progressive, socialist, communist. I'm here for the little people. Right. That's why they exempt themselves from Obamacare. Oh, it's great for you, but not good enough for me. And my union, or the Democratic Party in D.C., what drivel, pathetic people who vote for these charlatans. Yes. What is the matter with teachers? They're supposed to be so well-educated that they can teach our children, that they're so stupid to give part of their pay to this woman. For what? So they can get something called tenure that protects them in their job? He, she, I got to tell you, I'm against government unions. I'm against teachers' union. I don't have a problem with, as long as you don't force people to join it against their will. But government unions, no way, man. Who are you striking against? The people of the United States? There's no need to have a government union. He, she should take some of that money and have a makeover. Fugly is the word. Hell, who are you kidding, lady? Yes, some time ago I watched a documentary on the White House corruption. According to this, it all started with the Clintons. The Clintons are filthy rich from bribe money, allegedly. Lots of bribe money, allegedly. Tons of bribe money, allegedly. They figured out a way to legally sell out to the highest bidder, including foreign countries, allegedly. Then came Bush, who knew about this but kept quiet. Yeah, he gave him a pass. Now they share library information. They trade library books. He soon got a high on the power that came with it, so now the torch has been passed on to Obama, who's running wild with it. So there's a few comments. And just remember, as they cancel your health care and take your paycheck away, everything is sunshine and lollipops.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way. When you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
With my son and my grandson, riding in a vehicle, and my grandson was getting down on his inheritance as an American. Yeah, what he's inheriting, and he was getting real depressed. So I played "Sunshine and Lollipops," and he cracked up, got a laugh out of it. I also met a buddy of mine who was really down in the dumps. He was going through a divorce. And, I mean, he was down at rock bottom. You know, he couldn't even look up from the gutter. He was really in the pits. And nothing could cheer him up. So after listening to his tale of woe, I said, do what I do. Cheer up, things could be worse. And sure enough, I cheered up, and sure enough, things got worse. And he cracked up. He thought that was hilarious. So there's a way out and a way up, and God always leaves a window open when they shut the door. So what are we talking about here? Four Dead in Benghazi by Lloyd Marcus, unhyphenated American. A Four Dead in Benghazi video. I made this music video because I want low info voters to get it, to understand that four Americans unnecessarily died at the hands of Al-Qaeda terrorists. I got to tell you something. The word terrorist does not impress me. Now, if you told me that they were deeply religious Muslims, then I could believe you, going for the highest order of appreciation in the religion of Islam, and that's to become a martyr, who overtook a U.S. a consulate in Benghazi, Libya. It wasn't a consulate, it was a beach house, and it was about 6 blocks from the beach, and we had nobody to rescue these people. We didn't have a backup plan. We didn't even have cover. That is the sorriest state of affairs. I've gone to gang wars as a teenager, where we had better intelligence. Yeah, unbelievable. And that was only a fists and brass knuckles. We weren't sophisticated enough to have automatic weapons. And if you notice, every time you see Al-Qaeda in a promotion video, they've all got Russian weapons. Russian and Chinese weapons. You'll never see them with a Winchester repeater. Please do not be offended by my use of the term lowlife. low info. I am merely referring to Americans like my brother who works hard, coaches youth football, and gets his news from the mainstream media. He does not listen to talk radio, watch Fox News, or surf the Internet. Thus, he is a low-info voter. The MSM has refused to seriously investigate the Benghazi terrorist attack. Why did Secretary of State, oh man, she made an exit stage left. She is so far distanced from Benghazi that nobody will tie her to Benghazi by the time she runs for the presidency. She wasn't even there. The media will have people believing that she wasn't even Secretary of State. When she was only in Sri Lanka. Why did the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and Obama refuse to answer the cries for help of those trapped in our consulate? I think that's the, if you've ever been abandoned, if you've ever been waiting for somebody who didn't show up, if you've ever counted on somebody to come through for you and they let you down, can you imagine what it's like when you have been trained all your life to love this country, to honor this country, to protect this country? And believing in the fact that your country will not let you down when it's your turn back against the wall, and to pick up the phone and get a busy signal, or a fast busy, as we used to call it, you know you've been betrayed for only political reasons. Nothing personal, but we can't let your living interfere with our mistakes. Yeah. How would you like to... Somebody hung up the phone on those guys. Who hung up the phone? I'd like to know who hung up the phone. The MSM has refused to seriously investigate Benghazi. Why did Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Obama refuse to answer the cries for help of those trapped in our consulate? U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens was brutally humiliated, tortured, and murdered. And the initial reports that were sanitized in the media was he was sodomized. And the way they sodomized Gaddafi, if they did it to Chris Stevens, it's appalling. They use rods. Before being killed, Navy SEALs Tyrone Woods and Glenn Doherty killed 60 of the consulate attackers. Diplomat Sean Smith was also killed during the attack. And there was a survivor on that rooftop with them. And he was brought home full of holes, and he is being held incommunicado by the Obama administration. And the last I heard, they were giving him a lie detector test every day. They were moving him from hospital to hospital and changing his name. Obama was on the campaign trail pounding his chest like Tarzan, proclaiming that Osama bin Laden was dead. It took him 4 months. He gave Osama bin Laden 4 months to get away. Finally, he was forced to take action. Any New Yorker who was a 911 New Yorker wouldn't have waited 9 seconds once they knew where he was. Al-Qaeda was on the run, and terrorism was no longer a threat. They're bigger and stronger, and they're here. And the next weapon of war is drones. And they're going to be flown right from inside the city to attack the city. Before it happens and everybody says we weren't ready, they weren't ready. Unbelievable. Before being killed, remember when the Democrats said that Big Bush didn't go far enough when he liberated Kuwait, that he should have went to Iraq and gotten Saddam Hussein? And then when Junior went to Saddam Hussein's house and they found him in a spider hole and he put Uday and Qusay, he planted them on Sandal Hill and hanged Saddam, they said Bush went too far. First, he didn't go far enough, and the other Bush went too far. These people, they should be in a Goldilocks story. My porridge is too hot. Before being killed, Navy SEALs Tyrone Rowe killed 60 of the enemy. And they got a link. Diplomat, if you want to see what the link says. The attack was before the 2012 presidential election, and Obama was pounding his chest like Tarzan. With the anniversary of 9/11 coming up, Ambassador Stevens requested more security at the consulate. Strengthening security at the consulate would imply that terrorism was alive and well. Now, before 9/11, you don't put Navy ships outside territorial waters just in case you got to go in and rescue the people in the consulate, which is a beach house. You don't do that before 9/11? What are you, a schmuck? So the Obama administration, Hillary Clinton, denied Stevens' request. They turned them down. They couldn't even give him a good BS answer. You know, we'll get around to it one of these days. In essence, Obama and Clinton decided that the lives of Americans in Benghazi was acceptable collateral damage to protect Obama's narrative. The Obama administration's decision was unprecedented because we never leave Americans behind. But that's what Americans do for Americans. This president is not American. You saw him in Malaysia. He's calling us racists. He's comparing us to Malaysia. Special thanks to the True Patriots at Kurt Howland Enterprises for donating their time producing this video. I hope it's a good one. I got to see it. Please watch this brief music video of Four Dead in Benghazi. And if you want, if you don't like that one, try this one. YouTube. Copy of 911 call. Copy of 911 Benghazi call. Try that one. Abu Tom is the guy that did it. Is anyone else having trouble posting things from this website on Facebook? I always get a message that says an error has occurred. Try again later. However, later never seems to work either. Facebook, the Huffington Post, they all screen American blogs. And I'm sure others do too. This administration is over the top, unbelievably treasonous, and no does nothing. We're doomed. No, we're not doomed. They're doomed because one day the fifth will hit the sham, and before we go, we're going to take a lot of people with us. Todd Little, what did you hear that, what Hitler, didn't you hear what Hitler said when questioned about what difference does it make? In other words, she could care less. Thanks, Marcus. They are not forgotten and will not be forgotten. No. I think I got another YouTube out there, too. I think it's called Benghazi and SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. If you find one under Abu Tam, you'll probably find the other. And if you're pro-life, I got two out there. Abortion is Murder and Save the Kids. The attack was before the 2012, and I also have one out there that says Boycott NBC. The attack was before the 2012. You know, the communists hate the word boycott. But boycotts are very successful. And you'll even hear the guys on Fox say, I'm opposed to boycotts. Yeah, you're opposed to boycotts. Well, I'm not. And it sure worked in Alabama. It sure worked when nothing else was working. Obama and Clinton are both maggots. They are the worst. They've sold this country out. They have sold it out beyond the shadow of a doubt. And we cannot wait 3 more years to get rid of this guy. He's got to be impeached. And I was against impeachment. I said, before you get rid of Obama, you better practice your impeachment expertise on Eric Holder. And I got to tell you something else. Eric Holder is responsible for a lot of dead Mexicans, a lot of dead Mexicans. It could be 100,000. He armed the narco terrorists with automatic weapons. And the Mexican government is totally responsible for our immigration problem, and nobody ever points a finger at the Mexican government. If your children get in trouble, it is your fault. because you're the parent. And those children are Mexican children of the Mexican government, and the Mexican government is not doing right by them. But instead, they send them here, they run them out of town, they come here for freedom and for a decent living. But and the Mexican government is the 13th largest economy in the world. There's a lot of fat cats down there smoking Cuban cigars while people are starving. And nobody ever points a finger at the Mexican government. This is not an American problem. Those are not Americans that are coming here. Those are Mexicans that are coming here. This is a Mexican problem. Want to hear Sunshine and Lollipops again? Okay, we'll give you Swing Low.
to carry me. Going home, going home.
Coming for to carry me.
Coming for to carry me. Going home, going home. Coming for to carry me. Coming for to carry me.
Coming for to carry me.
Coming for to carry me.
Coming for to carry me.
You got shoes, I got shoes, all I got you, my shoes. When in heaven, gonna put on shoes, gonna shout out low, gotta heaven,
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 heaven, heaven,
heaven.
Everybody talking about heaven ain't going to heaven,
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 heaven.
Gonna shout out low, gotta heaven,
heaven.
You got wings, I got wings. All I got children got wings. When you get to heaven, gonna put on the wings, gonna fly. Heaven,
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 heaven.
Old Cadillacs never die. The finance company that's fade 'em away.
We're back. I had a visitor and I had to put on some music. I hope it didn't go dead because it looks like it didn't play completely unless it went, did a once in a round. Okay, somebody that just said hello tells me that the state troopers are giving out, in New York State, they're giving out packages, pamphlets on what to watch. If you see something, say something. And they're going to the merchants and asking the merchants to put this poster in the window. If you see something, say something. And what they're looking for is anybody who buys MREs, anybody who's buying weapon storage devices that can bury guns underground. And what was the third one? There was three things. And what it is they're looking for preppers. How's that? We're being protected, see? Oh, you heard about Juan Williams' wife? Yeah, she was getting gas. You know Juan Williams from Fox. She was gassing up her car, and she was putting a credit card in to pay the bill. And a guy jumped in her car and drove off with it. And she said that she wishes she had a gun. How's that, huh? She needs a gun for stealing a car. Imagine if the guy had pushed her in and the both of them had left. She would have really wished she had a gun. But that's the name of, that's the way life, the cookie crumbles. The media is wrong about Sarah Palin. The media hates Sarah Palin. She was a threat to Hillary Clinton. They saw it coming. Anybody that's a threat. You don't think that Jeb Bush was thrown in to, he was only thrown in to stop Ted Cruz. That's it, man. They had to stop Ted Cruz, so they threw in Jeb Bush. Ted Cruz does have a chance if America wakes up and realizes that we're losing our country. They're going to beg for Ted Cruz. Okay. So, we got 7 minutes left. We'll play another tune. Unchained Melody. I'm going to give you a longer version.
Whoa, my.
Thank you.
out one if I can find it. We'll use it for the closing number. I wasn't really into it tonight. I'm sorry. oh, that's a nice tune, but that's not the one I was looking for. Okay. We got 2 minutes and 46 seconds left. We'll give you a Sorry Song by Willie Bobo.
Is it my fault? I have to lose you. I stayed with you when times were bad. I kissed your tears when you were sad. I thought I knew you, but I never knew you. Hey, now you say that you're sorry, that you have made me cry, but I will always. Until the